What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us here today on Let's Talk About It, the MC and, of course, a member, helper, volunteer, whatever you will, with RSVP in the Dakota store, we have Tara Cab joining us. And Tara, welcome to our show.
Hi, Warren. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Excellent. So glad to have you on. Bright ray of sunshine. You come and brighten everything up. Tara, we have you on today to talk about baskets, bags, and bubbly. This is something I'm sure people have seen a lot about. It's had great attendance over its going on 15 years. Things are changing a little bit this year, but for those who have not heard of basket, bags, and bubbly, would you mind explaining what that
is? I would love to. So Deb Lee, if you don't know that name, then you probably haven't been in Jamestown very long.
True.
So Deb is a fixture in Jamestown. Her family are, you know, some of the biggest Jamestown, North Dakota supporters you will find. And years ago, Deb got involved with volunteerism. Well, she's always been involved with volunteerism, but RSVP is a national organization that focuses on volunteerism and organizing volunteers to volunteer in the community.
Yeah.
Okay. And we all know how important that is. And so, but when it comes to that, you got to rely on your own knowledge of getting money to help with, you know, the costs that come along with that. So years ago, 15 years ago, to be precise, she started a charity and started a small event called Baskets, Bags, and Bubblies. And the big thing with that was people were taking old chairs and revamping them, painting them, making them just beautiful again, and kind of auctioning them off at this charity. And, you know, like most events do, you start out with whatever, 20, 30, 40 people and whatever. So over the years, it has grown. And now over the last few years, maybe you haven't heard of it out there in the airwaves because there's, I think we sell like 200 to 250 tickets annually, and they sell out right away, just pretty much to all the gals that have been there before. So there really hasn't been any need, if you will, to do a whole lot of marketing about it because it's kind of an event that sells itself to the individuals who have been there before. So this is a new year. We all know how this is working. And there's no way we can cram 250 women into a single room. It's just not going to happen. So we have taken BBB and we've gone virtual with baskets, bags, and bubbly. And Deb, you know, she struggled with this. She was like, oh, man, of course, it's a social event. We want to be social.
Totally.
We just can't. And we said, well, there's no way we're letting you cancel it. There's no way. So going virtual, we are. Now, normally this event is all about auctioning off items that have been donated by businesses and individuals in the community. So not only is it a fundraiser, is what we call it now, but there are so many businesses and individuals that they still do the chairs. Like a lot of people will take chairs and paint them in the most gorgeous manners. They'll put together baskets of goodies or bags. We focus a lot on purses. We're all about being divas here with baskets, bags, and bubbly. So there's all these themes that go along with it. And so many people gather together and they really get creative and they put these amazing gift baskets and chairs and purse baskets and donations together. And so I think if you go to our website, this is what we need to get the word out about. Yes. So we want everyone to get involved like they normally do. And first of all, go to Facebook and or Instagram. Follow us on our social media. We'll keep you up to date on everything there. But you'll also find a link to the website. But if you just want to type it in yourself, you go to bidpal.net, so bidpal.net, /baskets bags 2020, okay?
Perfect.
Now, BidPal is a website, and they are well-known. I hadn't heard about them until now, but they are well-known by a lot of individuals in the community because they focus on virtual event auctions.
Awesome.
Okay? There's been a number of large auctions in Jamestown. I believe the Hope Dinner was one of them. Okay? They went virtual. This is the website company they went with. So these people know how to handle online auctions. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. And what we're doing is we're hoping you're going to go online. And divas, for those of you who have done this before, I know you're already registered. But if you're kind of curious, ladies and gentlemen, you're very welcome to go online as well, okay? But go to that website, and the first thing you'll do is register by paying your $20 ticket. Now, normally tickets are, I don't know, like $35+ because that includes an entire evening, it includes dinner, it includes wine, it includes goodies. Okay, well, this time it's going to include your option to get online and to do any bidding that you would like to do on the items that are up for sale, okay?
Okay.
It's also going to RSVP, so bam, you're already doing your good deed for the day, okay? So when you go online, now you don't have to register to see all the items that are for sale, okay? So if you go on there and you don't see anything that you like.
You can peruse and everything.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. So you don't have to register to take a peek at what's out there for auction, okay? But you do have to register if you plan on auctioning, okay? So the event is actually this Friday, okay?
Yes.
We're going virtual. We're going live on the Facebook. And so all of the items are up for auction now. You can bid on them right now. It's just too inundating to try and live auction 50 items in a 1.5 hour show on Facebook. Ain't happening. So what we're doing is allowing you to go ahead and bid on these items through Friday, because the event is this Friday at 7 o'clock. Okay. However, we are still going to have our evening fun when we're live on Friday. We're still going to, there's three specific items that are just super dandy that we just can't let you auction on them. You can't bid on them yet. We are going to auction them live on Friday. And so what we're hoping for is all of our divas out there. We're hoping you're going to have your diva watch party. Okay. You're going to get your friends together in the group amount that you're allowed to. Okay. You're going to get together in a safe location, your home, your office, wherever you're going to go. And you're all going to be together like we usually are. We're hoping that you're going to post your photos on Facebook or Instagram. You're going to tag us with hashtag basketsbags2020 because we want to be involved too.
Totally.
And there is, when you register, there's an option right after you register. If you want to get a Diva Watch Party bag, you can do that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you get that Diva Watch Party bag, there's goodies in there that will make your Diva Watch Party that much more fun. I cannot... Okay, I'm going to say it's HIPAA rules. I cannot tell you exactly what's in the bags, okay. But I will tell you that if you've ever been to our event, it will make your Diva Watch Party as close to the actual event as possible.
I love it. You guys have adjusted. Again, Tara Kapp right now joining us on Let's Talk About It. It's been adjusted. You didn't want it to go anywhere. It's still going to keep doing what it does. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we want people to get involved. Just $20, mm-hmm. you can get involved. And I think what I like about this too, kind of a nice positive spin on it, is 200 to 250 tickets before, we could have 500 ladies doing this.
See, and that's just it. You know, we're trying to get the word out that there's plenty of people who couldn't make it to the actual event before. That is where virtual comes into, where you can, I mean, do you have friends and family in other cities, states, countries? Yeah, totally. You do. So, you know, I'm sure ladies that have been there before, you've gotten home and you tell your girlfriends or your workmates or, you know, your husband's girlfriends, whatever. Your husband's girlfriends, maybe not. Your husband's and their friends and their girlfriends, whatever. You tell them about this event you went to and you try to explain how much fun it is. And they go, oh, gee, I'd like to go. And I know personally, I've had three gals that had never been there before. And I told them, well, you're coming with me this year. Well, we can't do that. But now I'm telling them you can still be involved.
Exactly.
So I know it's not the same. It's not the same as being there in person, whatever your favorite event is to go to. But we're trying to do as much as we can. So, and I really encourage you at the very least, before you make any decisions on whether or not you want to get involved, is go to the website and see the items that are up for bid. See the items that are up for auction. And you'll see what businesses got involved, what individuals got involved. You'll see the artistry, the creativity, the love that goes behind these items. And they're just fun.
Yeah.
So I would say we opened bidding last Friday. And I would say Saturday, excuse me. I would say almost 75% of the items online have already got bids on them.
That's awesome.
It is. We're so excited. And I think there is somewhere between 40 and 50 items you could choose from.
There's a lot.
Oh my goodness. There's stuff for adults. There's stuff for kids. There's games. There's not only just physical items. There's experiences that you can get.
Yeah.
There's food stuff. I just can't even tell you. You just have to go. You have to go to the website and you have to take a look.
Perfect. So that's where we want you to go. Again, Facebook, Instagram, Baskets, Bags, Bubbly 2020. They can find it that way. Of course, that bidpal.net website as well. And we'll get that one more time here, Tara. Okay. But get signed up. Know what you're doing is going to be helping out RSVP in the Dakota store, which continues to do great things in our community as mm-hmm. well. So let's get that one more time, that address, Tara.
It is bidpal.net/basketsbags2020. And I'm glad you mentioned the Dakota store too, because RSVP, the Volunteer Center, is located on Main Street in Jamestown. If you grew up in Jamestown, you remember the building as the Music Corner. So as soon as I say that, you know where it's at.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, it's directly across from the Catholic Church, right next to the KC Hall. You can't miss it, in the heart of downtown Jamestown. And I highly recommend that you go in there. They're open, I believe it's 10 to 5, Monday through Friday. So not only is the Volunteer Center in there, so if you want more information on how you can get involved or how you can assist, you can go there. The Dakota store is everything Dakota. So if you're talking things that are made, homemade, anything that's from Dakota, North Dakota, they have it. Go in there and shop. Oh, wait, they also have the AAUW bookstore.
Yep.
So if you like pre-owned books and you want to go in and go shopping, it's like it's a one-stop shop. Totally. And I highly recommend going in there. It is just so much fun. So if you're thinking about holiday shopping or books, whatever, maybe you want to, you know, stock up on some books before winter actually hits and you know, you're going to be in the house a little bit more than usual, go down there, take a peek, tell Deb hi, and get involved with Baskets, Bags, Bubbly.
Deb would love to see you. We know she would. So past, current, and future divas, Basket, Bags, and Bubbly 2020 still going on this Friday. Get to the website, get on Instagram, Facebook, follow them. Tara, anything else you want to mention?
I just appreciate it. You're so awesome about letting us come on and talk about these community events. So Warren, You're an official. We're gonna. Yeah.
Gonna call me a diva. Please.
Yes. You are the new diva. You are a guy. You're in.
Okay? I could be a diva dude. I could do it.
See, thank you. And you know the diva dudes.
I do know diva dudes. Yeah.
Okay, so you're in. I think next year we'll just make you an honorary diva dude. And, you know, as you mentioned that, just as a fun kicker, every year we have Diva Dudes that are there. And we've had University of Jamestown. They were Jamestown College at one point. University of Jamestown students that have come in. We've had husbands of the wives that are there. And there are Diva Dudes. So they're the ones that come and they just basically do our bidding for the evening. So you know what? You talked yourself into that one, Warren.
I'll do it. Sign me up. All right, Tara, thanks so much for joining us.
Take care.